My granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Islam and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Lum surprised everyone by turning down Abner's offer to take him back into partnership and return his half of the store. Lum gave as his main reason the fact that his time would be limited because of a new business enterprise upon which he's entering. As we look in our little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store library relating the latest news about his ex-partner to Grandpappy Spears.
Well, what kind of business is it that Lum's taking up, Abner?
I don't know, Grandpappy. He ain't told me. I know it's a good one, whatever it is, though. I know that.
Why, how do you know it is?
Well, I don't reckon I ought to tell you this, Grandpap, but this morning a little package come in the mail for Lum, and I opened it up. By mistake, of course.
Imagine.
And you know what was in there?
No, I don't know. Ain't got the least idea. What was it?
Diamonds.
Diamond. Real sure enough diamond?
Yes, sir.
14-carat diamond?
I don't know about that, but they wasn't little bitty ones, I know that. They was a good size.
Well, kick me down. Reckon how a feller broke his mommy, he could be buying himself something like that.
Now. I don't know. He must be buying them out of the money he's making. Going to make out of this new business of his.
You mean that must be a good line he's taking up? He's making money like that out of it already.
Oh, it's a good one, all right. Ain't no doubt about that. And I'd give anything in the world to be in it with him. Just anything at all. Just luck to be in on that kind of a business.
Well, that's easy. All you gotta do is tell him you'll give him his half of the store back in exchange for a half interest in this new idea of his.
No, I tried then. I offered to take him back into partnerships with me yesterday, and he turned me down flat.
Long done that?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Well, it's the truth. I was practical down on my knees and hands begging him to take his half the store back, and he wouldn't do it.
Abner, it ain't nice to tell stories that way.
I ain't telling no stories. Lum said he was happy the way he was. Said he didn't have no cares in the world now. Never had to worry none about the responsibilities of the store and all that.
Now, listen, I know Lum better than that. He wouldn't ever turn down no chance to be the head of something.
Well, he done it. He sure did. He said he figured he's making more money working for the store than he ever could owning it.
Well, I'll be a monkey's not when he's done for.
And he said another thing, that he wouldn't have time to run the store anyway now, on account of he's going into this new business for himself.
Yeah, well, I believe he figured this all out, looks like.
Yeah.
And he knows just exactly what he wants.
Yeah. What I ought to did was take Lum back into partnerships with me that first day he come around here looking for a job. Instead of trying to learn him a lesson being a smart aleck.
Yeah, that's where you made your mistake, I believe, Abner.
I never
ought to boss him around like you
know. No, sir. Never ought to, did he? Wish I'd learned to keep my big mouth shut. If him and me were still partners, why, more than likely, I'd be in on this new business and get to wear diamonds and all that like Lum's going to.
Yep, but you lost your chance now, looks like.
Yeah, sure done it. So I ought to be bored for the simple. I don't believe my head bones netted straight. I just don't believe
it. Instead of learning old Lum a lesson, looks like you learned yourself one.
Yeah, that's just about what I did. And I'll learn it to myself good. I'll say that for me.
The hard way.
I sure done it. I ain't never going to boss Lum around no more. Never going to call him boy or make him sweep out or nothing like that, Grandpa. Won't make him do no hard work at all. Actually, that's a resolve I'm making right this minute. Ain't going to boss Lum no more.
Well, you couldn't boss him no ways now. Now that he ain't working for you no more.
He's still working for me.
He is?
Why, sure. He's out making the delivers right now.
Well, for the law me sake, what's a millionaire like him want with a little old $10 a week job?
I don't know. I can't figure it out myself, but he said he was going to keep the job, so I'm arguing that, though.
He must be getting to be one of them eccentrical millionaires I read about.
That's just about.
Now, you take him and Zabner. They're curious folks. Now, take, for instance, the case of Lieutenant Berry.
Well, I don't know. Wait a minute. Wait.
Or old Wormley, too.
Grandpap. There comes old Lum up out there.
Lum?
Yeah. so as I wish I could get in good with him some way. I'd take any little old job he'd offer me if he'd let me in on that new business of his.
And quick, Mr. Over?
Oh, well, mind out. Here he comes. Don't tell him nothing about me opening that package you're hearing about, Mr.
No, I don't. Well, howdy, long old boy.
How'd
I see you back so quick, old friend?
Well, the dealers were sort of light today. Howdy, Grandpa.
Howdy, long.
Here, you better sit down and rest yourself, long. You want me to get you a pan of hot water for you to soak your feet in it?
No, my feet ain't sore.
Well, I just thought all that walking you've been doing lately out toting groceries all over town, that's awful hard work, long.
Well, I'm getting used to that. Fact is, that walking I've been doing lately has made me feel a lot better.
Yeah, it has.
Done me a lot of good, yeah. Say, did a package come for me today?
Package?
Yeah.
Let's see, package.
Well, sure there was. Don't you recollect that?
Oh, yeah, I believe there was, yeah. Yeah, it's over there on the table in the library, long.
Oh, well, good.
I think it is, anyway. I never paid no attention to it.
Never paid no attention? Why, you told me.
The man face, Grandpa, boy, you keep quiet for a few minutes.
I don't see it nowhere over
it's
here.
It's laying right there to your left. Ain't that it?
Oh, yeah, I reckon it's it. Hey, say, Grandpa, Charity told me she wants you to get on home right away.
Can't you hear that, Grandpa?
Yeah, I hear it. More than likely got some chores studied up for me.
Yes, about it.
That woman can leave a man alone for a half a second. Now, last month she wanted me to help her tote a carpet outdoors so she can beat it. No telling what she wants this month.
Yeah, well, you better hurry up and get on over there.
Yeah, I'll see you later, Abner.
All right.
Tell you about oil and warmly.
Yeah, all right. Some other time, not now.
Well, Abner, this package looks like it's been opened up once.
Opened up?
Yeah, just looky here.
Huh.
See, that's been opened up, you sure as a world.
You sure has?
Looks like it.
I do. Must have been, maybe mice has been gnawing on it long.
I don't know. Somebody done this, and there weren't no mice neither.
I don't know what somebody want to gnaw into the package for.
Might have been a rat. I think I know who it was. Looks like somebody's been tampering with the mail.
Uh-oh.
And you can get thrown in the penitentiary for that.
I can. Well, I mean, you can.
Why, sure. And if this happens again, I'm going to take legal actions and find out who's doing it.
Uh-oh.
I don't mind telling you, there's valuable stuff in this here package.
There is, huh?
Why, sure.
Well, how much of them diamonds? I mean, what's in that package anyway, Long?
Oh, some stuff.
Oh, stuff, huh?
Yeah.
You reckon that you'll be needing sort of another hand to help in this new business of yours?
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't thought much about it. I might.
You might, huh?
If it goes as good as I figure it will, I might need several fellas to help me.
Well, good for you. I sure hope you do. But I know where you can get one awful good worker. And cheap, too.
Yeah, well, I don't reckon I'll have no trouble finding helpers.
You won't, huh?
Now, what I need right now is an office.
Office?
Yeah, some place that I can use for my headquarters.
Oh, let's see, where would be a good place? No, just the place for you.
Where?
Right here in my store.
Store?
Right here.
Oh, I don't know. I ought to have more of a private place than this.
Well, we'll fix it up private for you. I'll tell you what, Mom, you can have that section right over where the library's at. Nobody ever looks at them books no way except Grandpappy Spears, and he won't bother you none.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, look here, Long. Look here. I'll draw a chalk mark on the floor showing just where your office is at. Anybody stepping across that line, why, he's inside your private office. Now, you tell me if this is big enough now. I want you to have plenty of room. I'll draw it bigger if you want me to.
Well, it's big enough, but...
Way over there I'll go, see.
Well, I'm afraid I can't pay you no rent in advance for it.
Oh, I don't care about that. Pay me whenever you can. Fact is, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just settle for a percent of the profits in your new business if you got it.
Well, let's see. Grannies, I believe I'll take you up on that deal.
Well, good. Who's ready for me? You can move in right now. Start right this minute. You're in business.
All right, fine.
Now, Long, are you sure now that you don't need a good hand to work for you? As long as you've got an office now, all that room, you know, you'd hate to be in this big place by yourself.
I reckon I ought to have an office boy, yeah.
Why, sure you ought to. Can't hardly get along kind of office for one big place like this. No, sir. And I know exactly where you can get a good one, too.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid I couldn't pay much of a wage to start out with, though.
Oh, I don't care about wages. Just make it the same deal as the rent. Percent of the profits.
Well, how do you know that'll be satisfaction with him, though?
Well, I know it will. Because I'm him.
You are?
Yes, it's me. That's who I've been talking about.
You want a job as my office boy?
Why, sure. Yeah, I say, just make it, say, well, 10% of the profits is all I'll ask. And I'll make you a good hand, too.
All right, Granny, you're hard.
I am. Well, good for me.
Now, you see, this chalk line here shows where my office is at, huh?
Yeah, all that line right around. You sure that's big enough?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Build a fence around it, I think.
Well, right there. That's all your office. That's right.
So me and you are inside my office now. Is that right?
Yeah, we're in it right now.
Well, good. Now then, there's a little matter I want to attend to before we go any further.
Why, sure. Anything you say, Long. Anything.
And don't go call me Long.
Huh?
From now on, I'm Mr. Edwards to you. Little Henry Barnett, I'll learn you how to go to Boston Mirror.
Well, now, wait.
And don't talk back, boy. I want you to get a bucket of water and a scrub brush and scrub out this office. I don't want one speck of dirt in here.
Yeah, but now, before we go into that...
Go on, get going. Don't just stand there with your teeth in your mouth. Go on.
And I'm going.
Well, hurry up.
Well, don't tell me
that. When I ask my office boy to do something, I don't want action. Just keep going.
I'm going now. Just keep your hands off. Wait a minute. We're across the talk line now.
I don't care where we're at. Get on and move.
Well, wait a minute, though. We ain't in your office no more. We're in my store now.
Your store?
Yes, sir.
And is that right, Andy?
Why, sure it is. All right, now you get to work, boy. Stack up them canned goods there and stack them up good.
All right, but I, Granny, just wait till you report back to work for me in my office. You just wait.